Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you? Happy Thursday. Good to have you here today as we talk about expectations and boundaries. You need to set more boundaries.
Yeah, I know.
I'm out of control. Yeah, you're right, you do. And expectations of yourself and of others. Have you done that? A lot of folks get frustrated throughout the course of the day because, you know, they're having their toes stepped on, or you're stepping on others' toes. We'll chat about that today and give you some ideas about how to set boundaries in your life as well. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. This is the fact of life. The world is the world. It's good, it's bad, it's evil, it's all that stuff. Life's going to get in the way. It's going to happen. And sometimes you're getting in your own way, right? Stepping on your own toes. You got to deal with it. Have the right attitude. Stand up, take a step, repeat. Get the most out of life you can. Be happy every step of the way if you can. Is that possible? If you choose to be, it is. You can be positive, upbeat, and happy all the time, even if it's not going your way. You can be. It's just your choice. And I don't mean it in meaning you're just going to, well, be real, Scott. No, I am being real. I will tell you that, okay, I'm happy. I'm upbeat. I'm positive. I see the future as a good, positive way, even though today sucks. I'll tell you that. That's okay. That's life. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Had a question, an email the other day, very simple question, not going to relate to everybody, but I just had to say, somebody said, Scott, I haven't heard you mention your Marilyn Monroe coffee mug lately. Why would you mention a Marilyn Monroe coffee mug if you're just listening to me? Well, about when I started this business years and years ago, my first wife who passed away, she just got up and left me one day. We used to have coffee and she was blonde. I said, you know, the only other blonde that I can kind of pay attention to that I like is Marilyn Monroe. And one day for my birthday or something, she gave me a Marilyn Monroe coffee mug. And that coffee mug became the very first mug I used when I did the very first Daily Boost podcast. And it was here every single time for years and years and years and years. And just about 6 or 8 months ago, it finally got to the point where I said, you know what? I don't want to break this thing. I want to keep this forever. So I put it up on the shelf nice and high, and now it's a Harley mug in here. So there's your answer. It's just one of those things. You know, it's where I started, and you know, now it's evolved to something else, and it'll continue to evolve. But today, setting expectations and boundaries. Or boundaries and expectations. So just for a minute, go with me and imagine, how would your life improve if everybody understood exactly what to expect? They knew what to expect of you, and they knew it because you let them know. They didn't know it because the way you've acted. In other words, you set that and they knew that. How would your life be? How would your life be if you knew what to expect from everybody?
So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
If your boundaries and your expectations were very clear both ways, lots of times they aren't. Lots of times you're bumping into each other. Expectations are very, very powerful. You get to decide how you approach the world. You get to decide how you approach the world. So pay attention to these three questions I'm going to give you. You can use these all day, every day, and you can encourage others to do the same thing. This will take you out of the craziness of the world, the buzz, the spin, the stuff that's happening. This puts you right in touch with you and who you are, and you get to decide. Now, let me just go real close here. Just come in. Come close. You can do whatever you want to do. Not always going to be good for you. Not always going to be good for the world. There are going to be consequences that may not be great, but you can do whatever you want to do, whatever way you want to do it. You might go in jail for some things. I'm just saying. But here's the other side of that coin. You can do whatever you want to do, and there may be nothing but great consequences if you choose the right things you want to do. The point is, you have your choice. Well, I got to pay the bills. I got a family and everything else. Well, timeliness is an issue. Sometimes, yeah, you're into certain things. You got to get out of certain things. If you just had kids, I get it. We have a lot of listeners to this show that listen to what I do. Yeah, it'd be great to control my mornings, control my time like you do, but I've got kids and I've got to work. I get it. But one day they'll be 18, they'll move out, and you will have your chance. You can make changes now, but eventually you can. But you can do whatever you want to do. In fact, you've done whatever you wanted to do, which is why you are where you are today. So let's establish that. Let's agree with that, that you can do whatever you want to do. Consequences are probably going to be good. They may be bad in some cases. So three questions for you. What do you expect of yourself? What standards do you hold yourself to? What do you expect? If there are other people who drive you crazy and probably getting in your face a little bit, it's probably because they know what to expect of themselves and they're sticking to their values and their standards. What do you expect of yourself in any given situation? How do you expect yourself to act, to be, to do? What do you expect of yourself? And there are many, many situations in the thousands. We can't even talk about all of them, obviously. But it could be at school, could be at work, could be at home, could be how you parent, could be how you drive your car, could be how you treat people at the store, could anything and everything. What do you expect of yourself? And do you hold yourself to those standards? Yeah, sometimes you step on other people's toes, but if that's your standard, that's what you want to do, then you got to live with that, right? Don't set an expectation of yourself that you're going to carry out. And then when other people disagree with you, don't get upset with yourself. You did it. My standards are, I don't want people to do that to me. I want to make sure I'm not stepping on other people's toes, but I'm still going to walk my own walk. So what do you expect of yourself? Second question, and probably something you're already doing, although maybe not consciously and maybe not well. What do you expect of others? Clearly understand what you expect of others. That allows you to avoid surprises and toxic relationships. What do you expect from others? Now, interestingly, I don't typically expect a whole lot from others. I do that because I don't want to be disappointed. I'd prefer to be surprised. But if I'm working together or we have a relationship together, at some point, I'm going to let them know what I expect. If you're a friend, I expect you to be a good friend. That means support. If you're working for me, I'm going to let you know exactly what I expect of you. That's it. But at the same time, I'm not going to hold anybody to it because you know why? I can't hold anybody to anything. I can know what I expect of myself, and I can really think about what I expect of others. But at the end of the day, people are going to do what they're going to do. And I can't let that get under my skin. I got to keep doing what I'm going to do. So what do you expect of yourself and what do you expect of others? What do others expect of you? When other people get to know you, when they meet you, when they interact with you, what do they walk away from knowing they can expect from you? You're going to walk your walk. Are you living with integrity? I can tell you with me, as much as I would like to be a slower-talking, less colorful character that sticks more to the personal development rules of fancy people. That's not who I am. I am going to step on your toes sometimes. I'm going to say things that are going to maybe rile you a little bit. At the same time, right between those lines, I'm going to say something that's going to generate real interest inside your mind and make you change your life. So what do others expect of me? You can expect of me that you tune into this show, which is mostly where people are going to get to know me, and I'm going to bumble and stumble, and then some brilliance is going to come out. It's going to happen, and I just get it. So you can expect that day in and day out. It's not going to change. It'll evolve, I'm sure. Your life will always be more comfortable when you know what to expect of others and yourself. So those three things again. What do you expect of yourself? I expect to give it my best, to live my values every single day. And I hold the line on those. What do you expect of others? I don't expect much. I let them know what I think needs to be expected, and maybe they'll do it, maybe they won't, but it's not up to me to decide. And what do others expect of you? What are you putting out there? Are you walking your talk? Yeah. They may not like it. They may not agree with it. They may not want to go the direction you want to go, but they'll always say, well, he or she did it their way. You're doing it anyway right now. Trust me, this is nothing that's you're not already doing, but now at least you have a little bit of a framework to work with there. Lots of frameworks. We do so many things. In the 13,000 plus podcasts I've done, these 70 plus million downloads I have, I could write volumes of roadmaps. And one day I will, but I've been kind of busy riding motorcycles and playing with dogs and enjoying my family and stuff like that. But I'll get to it eventually. If not, you've got podcasts. You can do it for me. Tomorrow, do you want to be happy? Are you waiting for permission? I'll send you a note if you need that today, but you don't need it. We'll talk about that more tomorrow as we get into our Friday show. You can join me on Facebook if you'd like to do the Facebook thing. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook and tag me, and I will respond to you. We'll have a conversation.